When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Wow, what a day. It's hour number three of the G-Bag Nation. We're live at the Rangers Toy Drive. Nathaniel Lowe is going to join you coming up at 4:50 right here on your home of the 2023 World Series champions. They're going to have autographs. Just bring a $15 unwrapped toy here to the Globe Inn or through a fan shop on the North End, and you'll be in. You'll get a Rangers ticket, and you'll have access to everything going down here this evening. The doors just opened 1 minute ago. All righty. So much is going on. I mean, Jalen Hurts is talking, says we're good with A.J. Brown. You got Chuck Cooperstein and Ed Werder slugging it out on Twitter. That's great theater. All that's coming up. The Rangers making three signings. They got a reliever along with Eovaldi and Jake Berger. So it's a really fun day here. This Webb with a 3.02 ERA last year pitched 56 innings and struck out 58 dudes for Baltimore in 2024. So they need a couple of bullpen pieces still, Brian.
They do.
But it's coming together nicely.
Here you go.
Brought us with Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here's the king.
Thank you very much, General. Thank you very much to Reliant for being a part of this one today. Hey, Eric, did you kind of have some vibes when you're walking through the front of this the stadium over here by the Nolan Ryan statue? Did you have some championship vibes, like
parade day?
Parade day.
Yeah. I was reminiscing on what is one of the single greatest days of my entire existence.
I was just walking through there, and I kind of was like, I somewhat remember what happened, and I remember where the margarita bottle was. I remember where the guys with the Budweiser were. I remember where the guys with the Shiners were. You know, it was bringing back some.
Yeah.
It was bringing back some really cool memories of just being out here and being out in the front by the Nolan Ryan statue and all that.
Just a crowd of Rangers fans,
just
hyped,
awesome,
pure
euphoria
across the board.
I'll tell you, they got quite a line out here.
There's
folks,
a lot of fans,
but
here.
It's very organized. Just bring a toy and you can get on into this place and come by and say hello to us, and we'll do the same. So, let me focus a little bit on this. Carolina Panther offense. I'll tell you what I did with Carolina Panthers. I really went back to the last five games. I didn't bother. Usually I try and take this thing all the way. Well, okay, what are some of the trends? What are some of the things that we've seen? It's a different football team the way they played now. The last 3 weeks with them, with Kansas City, with Tampa, Philadelphia, they've been a much better football team offensively. Matter of fact, the last five games, Panthers 2-3. You know, could have won a couple more of those games.
Could have won all of them, maybe.
With the way that they're playing. But their quarterback is playing much better after sitting down. Now, what you're going to get from Carolina is, and I didn't know a lot about this Dave Kanellis. You know, I knew he did some good things at Tampa Bay, but I really didn't know what kind of scheme that he's going to play. He's really big into play action, and he's really big into crossing routes. He's into like wide receiver delays, and I mean delay and bunch formation and then kind of scatter and kind of confuse you a little bit when it comes to having to play some coverage. They play a really condensed offense. And I mean condensed by three wide receivers on one side, a receiver on the other side, single back, but it's a really tight group.
Receivers aren't going out to the
sideline. No, it's not. Yeah, it's not spread out. So what they do is they make you condensed as well to have to play that way. And so they've done a really nice job the last several weeks of being able to take that and then make teams have to try and match up with them. They don't have big name wide receivers. That's,
Thielen.
Thielen is their guy. When you start to talk about, they've traded away a couple of wide receivers at the deadline, but they're a group that's actually, if you watch them how they play, they've done a pretty good job of getting open, done a good job of catching the football the last five games. This kid's averaging 250 yards a game passing the ball. And there was a time there where I wouldn't think he could get 50 yards passing the ball, how bad things were. Kind of have an offensive line that's a little bit a bunch of bullies, not some big-name guys. You know, what you're going to have to do with them is they thrive on just their ability to play with some power. So they're going to come off the ball. They're going to try and get into you. They got a back in Chuba Hubbard that's going to be a physical back that you're back to. You know, the Cowboys are having to deal with a back that can legitimately run the ball, averaging 4.7 yards a carry. What I have noticed in, when you watch him play, though, he's had his success against teams that are poor run defending teams.
Okay.
So mark the Cowboys as a team that has had their struggles with run defense. But if you look at what he has done, carrying the football, he's punished some teams like the Giants, the Bears, the Bengals, the Chargers, the Raiders. And now look at the Cowboys. Yes, the Cowboys have improved in some areas since the early games. Dallas is still the fourth worst in the NFL when it allows yards, but you're looking at yards per carry. So I wouldn't anticipate that the Panthers doing anything other really than trying to run the football here, and trying to see how good Dallas is. We've seen him play better, against the Giants. We saw him play better against the Commanders. Last week against the Bengals, there was some times where it wasn't 100 or 120 yard game or anything like that. But they had some positive runs.
It's interesting, Brian. Because they're getting like 280 in the air over the last three games. Now, yeah. I'm just seeing the stat on that and some highlights.
Yeah.
And with just Thielen, where's all that production coming from?
Yeah, what they're doing is, though, their wide receivers, they've got Leggett, who is a rookie. And he's their most targeted guy. But, it's funny, Thielen was out. And then now he's come back, but he's their most reliable guy.
Okay.
So they have a rookie who's a high target, a very reliable player in Thielen, and they have another receiver named Moore that also makes these contested catches and stuff. So this guy, it's kind of like when watching Dak play. Remember all the contested catches? These receivers don't have great speed. So they have to try and scheme them open, and that's what I was talking about, the bunch formations, movement, and then, back and forth kind of stuff. And that's really where the production has come. It's, where Young really works, and I was kind of watching this. I'm like, okay, let me see. Give me the breakdowns of where he's throwing the ball. It's hitches. It's outs. And if you look at what the Cowboys last week against, having to deal with Chase, 10 of his receptions was out routes, outbreaking routes, like 112 yards, two touchdowns. Dallas didn't particularly cover out routes very well last week. And, maybe that's something that you'll find out that the Bengals, or excuse me, I keep saying the Bengals, but the Panthers will watch this tape and they'll say, okay, how do you attack Dallas? Dallas can play zone, just keep running outs. They're not going to drive on the ball. So that's something that you have to be ready for. The hitches, the outs, and the goes. That's pretty much been how the Panthers have been able to attack their opponents. I'll say this about the quarterback. He's had some really big halves. When I was watching the tape, against the Buccaneers, he started the game against the Bucs. He was 10 of 18 for 177 yards. Against Kansas City, he was 15 of 26 for 186 yards. This guy's had some big halves.
The first half from...
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Both?
Or? First half for both.
Okay.
And so they've had a little bit, maybe this is why they're losing some of these games, is because they haven't been able to finish like they need to finish. But he's had some big halves since he's come back from, you know, being benched. So Dallas has got to be ready for that.
Since
for sure.
Andy Dalton got into a fender bender and afforded Bryce Young the opportunity to play more football.
He's playing better ball.
Dave Canales was credited a lot last year for Baker Mayfield's resurgence,
right.
Getting the ball out quickly.
Yep.
Is it very much so trying to get the ball quick?
It's trying to get the ball out quick, but it doesn't. There's still those times where this guy
buys time.
Is not sure. He's still kind of it, but I will say this: he's done a much better job. When it used to be, when you pressured him, it was thrown up for grabs. It was not going to be. It was just, I'm going to throw it up and hope my guys can make a play. He's been more accurate with his throws when having to face pressure.
That Chiefs game, watching that Chiefs game, it felt like he was under duress quite a bit, and he was standing short in the pocket.
Standing short in the pocket.
But slinging it.
Yeah.
The one player that kind of flashed to me watching Carolina was their tight end, Tommy Tremble, 82.
Yeah.
What do you think about him?
Tommy Tremble, though, remember, we were watching him in the draft. South Carolina, I believe, is where he was out of. They've done a pretty good job with using these tight ends. What's funny is what I've really noticed about the tight ends is how they block.
Okay.
Okay, and this is what people have done against the Cowboys with the double A-gap blitz. But Carolina does it a different way. They'll get in like an inverted – they get like an inverted wishbone where they'll put the back directly behind Young, and then they'll have the two tight ends on either side. And then when they go play action, they just step the tight ends up, and that's how they protect the front is what they do. So teams, remember I was talking about how teams have taken tight ends and put them up on the line of scrimmage or right behind the centers, the guard, the gap. The sniffer backs, yeah. And they put those sniffers up there to kind of handle Dallas's in the middle, those double A-gap blitzes. I wonder how much of double A-gap blitz, and we're going to see from Mike Zimmer now, that Overshown's hurt. You know, is this something that he's going to go to with Leofau? Is he going to incorporate that now as part of – does Leofau now become the Overshown player where we see him? Now, we saw him at Notre Dame have some blitzes.
Timing's good.
He's really good. What's really interesting about him is he's also the way he gets – around the ball. When there's been turnovers or ball on the ground, this guy's been involved with the sack and him and Wilson had the sack the other day. So it'd be interested to see how Mike, if teams start playing him where they're going to have those sniffer players, what's his answer for being able to get pressure without going through the middle, if that's how people are thinking about this team here. Okay, this offensive line, like I said, there's kind of bullies to them the way that they play. The scheme puts these offensive tackles on one-on-one a lot of the time. Their offensive line, I felt like that they'll miss some assignments and make assignment mistakes. And that's how people have been kind of getting pressure on them, that all of a sudden it's a, oh, it's a twist stunt, it's a movement stunt, it's a linebacker, you know, we didn't pick him up. They've had some problems that, you know, in those games that I was talking about, that they had some free rushers on Young. And so they you know, Dallas has got to find a way. These, like I say, these tackles, about 80-81% one-on-one, and they're kind of big, heavy-footed guys. So need to make sure that quickness, movement, things like that, I think will give this offensive line a little bit trouble that way. So with the offensive line, it's
smells like opportunity to me.
It is an opportunity. I mentioned about Thielen, the wide receiver.
Uh-huh.
And he's had a couple of really nice weeks.
Yeah.
Against Philadelphia.
Top plays.
Yeah, Philadelphia, he had 102 yards. And against Tampa, he had 99 yards. This guy can't run out of sight. He can't. I mean, he just can't run. He can't run. And he never really was a great – the route running was fine, but he never could have that breakaway speed. But he does have enough juice, I think, to kind of shake himself free in some of these routes that they've been running. He's sneaky in the way that he plays, and you have to be alert for him on these crossing routes, as I'm talking about, and then those delays out of bunch formation. They got Kansas City a couple of times where he was kind of holding back. They ran everybody off, and he held at the line, and then the play kind of developed, and then he started running, and nobody went with him. And now he's running in the space by himself. They find a way to get him the football. They've been doing something, too, that's – they got Kansas City a couple different times off this, that little pop pass. And, I mean, like they bring a motion guy across, and Kansas City had just huge problems trying to cover the little pop pass. And it's something that's that where we've seen it before with how the Cowboys run it with Turpin, where ball snapped, just boop, bunt it forward, and then now you take off and run it up the field. And another thing I think you need to really, really worry about in this game is Hubbard can catch the ball coming out of the backfield.
Sure can.
Okay. So what happened last week, you know, against Cincinnati?
Chase Brown was their second leading receiver.
Chase Brown killed you on some of those routes and stuff. They'll put Hubbard out. They'll go empty formation, put Hubbard out wide, run him on some routes up the field. They'll put him in the slot, run him some. We saw that with Chase Brown. And I think watching the Cincinnati tape from Monday – that Dave Canales, this crew's like, listen, we could take advantage, especially if they want to put Donovan Wilson in coverage, that maybe that we could take advantage of some of these matchups with Hubbard and see if, in fact, that they can make some plays out of that.
That's another place where you will miss Overshown.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But the speed's not going to beat you over the top or the big play with the broken tackle. That's fantastic.
I don't think so. I don't think that they're, like to say, they're not – that Cincinnati bunch was a different animal when it came to – and, of course, the quarterback was a lot different. But like I said earlier, though, guys, this quarterback is playing a lot better, and he's playing with a lot more confidence. And the mobility that we saw at Alabama where he'd take a snap and if it breaks down, he's now taking off and running.
Right on.
He sees a gap and he's going to go on. So a little bit different matchup this week, but some things you got to worry about.
These Rangers fans are taking off and running for the door. The line was all the way to the Old Globe over there at Choctaw across the street. But they're filing them in now as the Rangers toy drive has started. It'll go until 7 o'clock. Just bring an unwrapped toy worth $15 to Globe Life Field. Get a ticket for a select 2025 Rangers home game. One ticket per person. While supplies last, you're going to have autographs. And Santa's here. It's a proper holiday party here. Thanks to John and Jacqueline Gray, who joined us last hour, as they are hosting this event for the third year in a row, and it's something that you want to take part of. Get your Rangers offseason vibes. Celebrate the three signings, Berger, Webb, and Evaldi, all in-house. Expecting at least one more reliever sometime in the not-too-distant future, and then one more probably before March. But they added about 30 home runs a year with this Berger guy, heck of a DH, first baseman, and can play third, as Mike Bassick was telling us. But just barely sufficient and adequate there in that department. Okay, when we come back, it's time for Wolchuk's Top 10 at 420. Where are you taking us, buddy?
Well, in honor of Jake Berger, the top 10 best athletes with food names. Who comes to mind for you? That's next in the nation.
I'm I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.